Roads are shut and it's causing disruption on the trains across England and Wales. Our meteorologist Kirsty McCabe says conditions will get better, but not yet.
There are still some pretty heavy downpours out there. The good news is because the winds are still fairly strong, then that should tend to push the showers through quite quickly. Parts of southwest England, Wales, I think are likely to see some of the heavier showers today, but also across Scotland and northeast England, still some heavy rain around here.
Junior doctors in England have begun a six-day walkout over pay, which hospital bosses say couldn't come at a worst time. The government's calling demands for a 35% wage increase unrealistic. Hezbollah is warning those behind an attack on Beirut, which killed a top Hamas official, will not pass without punishment. The militant group blames Israel. They haven't commented on it. Dr. Yekiel Leiter, who worked for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says his son died fighting with the IDF in Gaza.
We were subject to a mass attack on October 7th, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Holocaust. And Aruri was one of the architects of that mass attack. So the fact that he departed is better for not only Israel, but for the Middle East, and really for civilization.
The policing minister, Chris Philp, says the cost of living crisis is no excuse for shoplifting, as forces warn it's on the rise. British Retail Consortium says offending went up in 10 major cities last year by an average of 27%. Young people are apparently the biggest consumers of low and non-alcoholic drinks. Among the reasons given by the 18 to 24-year-olds was being able to drive home. And teenager Luke Littler's aiming to secure the £500,000 winner's jackpot after making history by reaching tonight's World Darts Championships. The 16-year-old's the youngest ever player to reach the decider after beating Rob Cross 6-2 in the last four. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at that weather for today. She says... Something very strange just happened then, I'll tell you in a second. Let's have a look. What's happening here? What's going on? I seem to have lost the weather. There we go. I'll try again. That's my fault, operator error. Temperature today, 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. By about 5 o'clock, it should be dry and hopefully dry overnight. And as we go into Thursday, it should be dry during the morning. Maybe a little bit of sunshine on Thursday, in fact. And then you probably are going to get some rain late in the afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He's going to be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning, including the 90s there. A couple of songs you might know. I think one of them was Jerry Halliwell. I've not heard that song for a long time. You've got me for the next 3 hours. No guests this week. It's a guest-free zone, as far as I know. Next week, it'll start with guests and be a bit more, you know, more people dragged into the studio from off the streets. Now, you did great yesterday because I received a lot of voiceovers. And I'm very, very pleased. So thank you so much to everybody that got involved yesterday. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play. Now, what I seem to have done, again, is I don't know if they've actually uploaded to the system, which is a bit of a drag. Because I've received some really lovely... The one that Bridget did, I'm going to play it for you now, in fact. Let me just turn that down, because I've actually got them on my phone. So I'm going to play them. But I did a little video this morning with everyone's fantastic voiceovers, nearly everyone's, because a few of them are missing. But thank you so much to Bridget, to Daniel, to Audio Genic, Sarah, to Rogue FX. Who else have got to thank? Paul. Oh no, there's going to be people I'm going to forget now. Tracy, thank you very much. I'm waiting for Cheryl and Mrs. G. Mrs. G is going to be sending in some as well. But it's a bit difficult, as I mentioned yesterday. Don't send them in on Messenger, because I can't get them off of Messenger. for some reason it's gone a bit weird. I can't do it anyway. So if you do want to send a voiceover for Phoenix FM, you might want to say, hi, I'm local, I live in Brentwood and I love Phoenix FM, or I'm in Brentwood, I tune into Phoenix FM. You can do that, send it in. All you do is do a voice note on your phone and then send it to radio@phoenixfm, and that's for any of the shows. You might listen to Synth City, you might want to do one for Rob, you might want to do one for the Drive Time show, maybe for 1, 2, 3, some of the evening shows. You can do your voiceovers and, you know, say hi. I'm going to play it now. Bridget, I added just a tiny bit of reverb to Bridget this morning on the voiceover, but you listen to this. I think this sounds, she says, if I can find it. Why am I looking in the wrong place? Do you know what happened to me? You know, I said something happened when I did the news. I coughed. I'm sorry if you're eating your breakfast, but something flew out my nose. I think it was just like a little droplet. That's horrible, isn't it? I'm so sorry. That is horrible. Something flew out my nose. I haven't got a cold. It was just, I did it like that. Yeah, you get to a funny age. You dare not make a noise for things flying out from all over the place. Right, here we go. This is Bridget. I'm going to hold this up to the phone, and this is going to be the best that I can actually do. So I do apologise, but here we go. Here we go.
Friendly local radio.
Oh, here we go. Let me do it from the top. Are you ready for this?
I love to listen to
my brain. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday to Friday.
I love to listen with Michelle Ward.
Your friendly local radio station, Phoenix FM.
I love Bridget's voice. I love to listen. Thank you so much to everybody that sent them in. And if you do want to send in a voice note saying, you know, I tune into Phoenix FM, or it's great local radio for Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas. Or, as you know, Bridget and a few other people, they listen from all over the country. And she's in France, actually, so she's out of the UK. But we have people that tune in from all over the place. Bet you didn't know. Well, you do now. There you go, I've told you. I'm going to be looking at some stories in the papers. I'm a little bit concerned with HMRC, okay? Because there is the news story at the moment is about people that use eBay, you know? I might need to get an accountant out there to maybe give us a little call if you're out there, maybe just explain a little bit about what's going on, because I've in the recent probably for the last couple of months I've been digging through my wardrobe and selling stuff that I no longer wear. I've paid for it, I've obviously, you know, paid for the items in the first place, and just stuff that I don't want anymore, or maybe chairs and bits and all sorts of things. And I know that they're doing a clampdown on businesses. And there's a lot of people that do make a lot of money on eBay by selling and, you know, buying, selling clothes, things like that. And then there's people like me that might want to sell a jumper that I had about 3 years ago that I no longer wear. And I might get a fiver for it. And you can put, you know, I'm trying to get rid of stuff at the moment and putting stuff online. But I own it all and I paid for it. I don't know. I'm a bit, I should understand because I am self-employed, but I'm a little bit worried. So if anybody's out there, I'm going to dig deeper into the story this morning because I did see it come up. I just wanted to know, you know, your thoughts on it, and if you've got any, you know, idea, because here it says crackdown on secondhand clothes side hustle. People call these side hustles, don't they? You know, we're all struggling for money at the moment, and it's after Christmas as well. You might have some, I don't want to be horrible, but you might have some unwanted Christmas presents that you think, actually, I don't want that, and I can't return it, so I'm going to, you know, put it online and get the money and buy something else, you know? Vinted, Etsy, Depop and eBay could be landing with huge tax bills in the new HMRC crackdown. Now, Etsy, to me, I always think as Etsy is a shop where people would be paying, you know, paying their way, etc., on selling goods, but I'm not sure how it works, so I think that's a shop. I mean, eBay is a shop as well, isn't it? But then you've got little things, right? I mean, I sold a pair of summer sandals that were new in a box that I bought 3-4 years ago. And I think they cost me about 60 quid. And I think because they were quite an unusual pair, I think I got £25 from, which is pretty good. But then I think to myself, you know, maybe I can't do that anymore. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that. I don't know. I just thought because I'd bought it. But then I thought to myself, actually, if you bought something, you know, and it increases in value, then You obviously have to pay, is it capital gains tax, isn't it? There's somebody out there who will be going, Michelle, why don't you know these things? You're self-employed. Well, I don't. I do obviously keep my books and I haven't had hardly any gigs actually this year, but I do keep my records and everything, which will be going. I'll be doing my accounts today when I get in. But yeah, I just a little bit confused about it. I'm a bit confused. So if you're an accountant, let me know who it's going to affect, because I'm sure there's people out there thinking, well, I sell a couple of bits, like, you know, on eBay to top myself up, you know, have a little bit of extra money, maybe to, you know, for food or whatever you're doing. And you might be thinking, like me, you know, what's going to happen? So if you do know, do get in contact. You can ring me 01277203032, or you can drop us an email at radio@phoenixfm.com. Thank you to Paul Copsake for this wonderful voiceover.
Welcome to Phoenix FM, your great local radio station, with Michelle Ward presenting the Eat My Brunch Show.
Oh. This is the Bleachers with a Modern Girl.
Yeah. see.
Move, she wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her. She wants to move, she wants to move, but you're hogging her, you're guarding her.
Beat it!
Mister, look at your girl, she loves it.
I can see it in her eyes, she...
Something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them. We don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight.
Oh! listen to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. She is a really great DJ. Not a lot of people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Do you know what I've got in my bag today? This is not a quiz. It could be, though, couldn't it? What have I got in my bag today? I've got three bags and a carrier bag. You know, for years I used to come into the studio with a carrier bag every day. And people would say, what's in the carrier bag? And it'd just be full of stuff that I didn't really need, like bits of paper that I've written on about 6 months ago. And then I'd find something like a tangerine skin, or worse still, which I found in my bag this morning, a tangerine that had not been eaten, that had started to go off. They're everywhere. They seem to multiply in my bag. But this morning, I had bought something in. I'd had some tangerines yesterday, which were really nice. And today, I've bought a pear. So I'm going to have that. And it's just to get over this little bit. Because I have my breakfast quite early. I have it about 7:30 or 7. I just need to have that little bit of a nibble between now and lunchtime. I was talking to Mrs. G actually yesterday, and she was saying about intermittent fasting, where you have a black coffee when you get up and loads of water, and then you don't actually eat your first meal till 12 o'clock. And I thought about that, and then I'm so hungry I had some Weetabix with pineapple. I love pineapple. Can't get enough. And also, I've gone hummus mad at the moment again. I go through a stage of eating hummus, and I really love it. And I do love hummus with a little bit of beetroot on a cracker or whatever I'm eating it on. And it's quite fattening, but it's good. I think, you know, chickpeas are quite good for you. But the thing is, I eat it up until a point where my gallbladder suddenly goes, no, no more. No, do you not eat that anymore? Because I end up having, it gives me a bit of a gallbladder attack. I can eat it for a couple of days or so. Maybe a week, a little sneaky bit, and I go, oh, this is really good. And then my gallbladder's like, don't do that again. Don't do it again. But I do love a bit of hummus. And I like it with, as I said, beetroot. I get a little bit of, not pickled beetroot, because that's from the jar. But you know, you get the ones that have got like chilli on them. Oh, I love that. I've got to talk about food again. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm so sorry. I just can't help talking about food. I need some chefs to come in. I did have somebody cook live on air once. They brought in this kitchen gadget and they made some delicious food, and I just sat here going, that's lovely. This is really nice as well. So it's not much of a review, except that I can sit here and eat. But if you are a local business and you've got some food, you know I'm a foodie, I love food, pop in, bring in your wares for me to sample. Anything but a cupcake that's got loads of butter icing on it, because that I can't have. I can eat the cake, not the butter icing. I love butter icing, though. Oh, I love butter icing. Doesn't love me. Here are the Doobie Brothers. This is Take Me In Your Arms. If you can, because I've put on so much weight, I doubt they'll be able to go around me. That is Brentwood's own Pixie Lott there with What Do You Take Me For?
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel and see what's happening on the roads locally. It was pretty clear when I drove in on the M25 this morning. I think maybe a few people are still off this week. So not bad. M25 heading down towards Lakeside is clear. And if you're heading up on the M25 towards the M11, that's also clear, no issues. A1023, a little bit busy. There are some roadworks. As you come onto the A1023 and you drive down, you've got the first set of lights at Maskells Lane. And as you go over and heading towards Brentwood, past the Harvester, there are some, there's like a little bit of a kind of some temporary traffic lights causing a little bit of congestion. So just be aware. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Wilson's Corner, no issues. A little bit busy around Shenfield Station, as it always is. A12 heading up towards Chelmsford is looking fine, no issues there, but there are the roadworks between junction 13 and 16. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions and one lane closed due to resurfacing work, which is going to be ongoing. There'll be nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. I got the same jumper on I had on yesterday. I thought I'd just share that with you. You wouldn't know, would you? I mean, I couldn't go on television like this. I'm like a white mess. I had my hair done before Christmas. And I love that. I had all the grey covered up. I went in and Ben looked at my hair and I said, I don't want to go grey. I said, and it's horrible because it was salt and pepper. I remember I said to you about salt and pepper. And for me, some people really rock it and they look so cool and you're like, yeah, you look great. And for me, I just looked like I hadn't bothered colouring my hair and it was just dreadful. So I feel much better. It's back to like a blonde, honey-coloured-ish, slightly coppery, I'd say. My hair has gone a little bit. But anyway, I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased with it. But I haven't, I keep, you know, because I've got water pressure problems at home, I can't wash my hair that often. You know, I paid out £600 to have the plumbing done, which is a lot of money just before Christmas. But I had to do it. I had no other option. And the guy did a great job. He, you know, bled all the radiators and did all the tank and all the rest of it. But and it was really to clear that out. And it's never been done since I moved in. So it needs to be done. But the problem is now, he didn't create the problem. But there's no pressure. And that was the reason that I kind of got them in. But I probably need to get a pump because mine's gravity fed. Oh, isn't this boring? Gravity fed. I don't know what to do. I literally get in the bath because I've got a step-in shower. Get my leg over the bath and try not to break my neck. And I turn on the water and it's like, it's just like drip. Now, the cold water comes out quite well. But I don't want to shower in cold water. I don't want to do that. So, I am starting off the year with positivity. But I feel a bit messed up at the moment. What a link, Michelle. Here are the Rolling Stones with Mess It Up.
Don't absolutely love local radio.
I've been through a year of madness. Replace my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest. And every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted. Constantly haunted. Then you
love a little bit of Take That, and that's them there with their track called Windows. We're moving out of obviously the Christmas season. We're smack bang into January, New Year's resolutions and all that type of thing. And just gonna have a look at the UK charts. Let's have a look. I'm not very, do you know what, I haven't looked at it for ages because I thought it was all Christmas songs. It never used to be like that, but nobody releases any music from about November, end of November, nothing. So you don't get any really, because you're going to get mixed up with all of the Christmas stuff. So everything like Last Christmas is still number one by Wham. Sam Ryder's at number two with Your Christmas to Me. Number three is Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Merry Christmas from Ed Sheeran and Elton John. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree from Brenda Lee is at five. Number six, Tales of Fairy Tale of New York with the Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl. Seven, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas at number eight. Ariana Grande with Santa Tell Me. Andy Williams at number nine with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And at 10, Stick Season, Noah Kahan. I don't even know if that is a Christmas song or not. I've got no idea. No idea. No idea. I wasn't wasn't being funny. But that's the chart. That's the state of the charts at the moment. I mean, yeah, you know, we've got to catch up and hopefully get rid of some of these tracks as people start to do the new releases. And again, I don't think people release the first week of January. It's like it'll take a little bit of time, and I reckon it'll be sort of mid to end January. We'll get some new tunes in your ears, which will be fantastic. Although we've got our A-list here with Bananarama, Biba Doobie, we've got the Bleachers, Carrie Underwood, Charlie XCX and Sam Smith, George Bone and Jess Glynn. They're all on our A-list. In fact, let's play some Jess Glynn now. Here she is with Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Put my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way, was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. Darling, even after all this time, will you still be a friend of mine? We said some things and we crossed the line, but will you still be a friend of mine?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Here's Jamiroquai with Lifeline. love Jamiroquai. He's just been touring all over the world. Still got it, JK. Love that band. Great memories and just a great live band, Jamiroquai. And Matt Johnson was a guest of mine about 2 years ago, and he's actually the keyboard player and co-writer on a lot of the songs as well with Jamiroquai, and he's had his own music out. He's really talented. He plays like Rhodes piano, and it's like, oh yeah, my kind of music. I'm a kind of like, I kind of like soul funk and neo soul, which is my new kind of thing. I couldn't really think of the genre. I can't write in that genre, which is a shame because I can sing in it, but I don't write music in that genre. But I like neo soul. But there again, you know, I can listen to bands a lot quite heavy things that I can't play on daytime radio because they are too heavy. But I do like a really mixed bag of music, even country music. And I wasn't that sold on it. And then I've heard like new country music, so that for me I really enjoy. People like Jack Browning, who's a local singer-songwriter, is excellent. He's been on the show as well, and also on Madeline's show, Madeline Christie's country show. So yeah, I'm really like everything. I can't think of it. Even electronica, I like a lot of older stuff. I tell you what, do you know what I really like, actually? I really like Lauren Hardy. For some reason, I've been watching it a lot over Christmas. And but I got up this morning and it was still set to the channel. And even though I've seen these films a lot, I'm still laughing. And I thought to myself, you know, these films are nearly 100 years old. Some of them, I think, made in like the 1930s. And they're still, 1935 possibly, and they're still really funny. I don't know what it is about Lauren Hardy. It's just the whole... the look to camera, the mucking about, you know, something is like escalation comedy. And I suppose it's a little bit like in the tradition, really, of somebody like Ricky Gervais when he's done things like Extra. You go, oh no. I even with The Office, I only watched a little bit of The Office because I found it so cringy, because that was me when I was an office manager. That was me. Trying to be friends with everybody, trying to be cool, trying to be like, ooh, it was just awful. And I watched it and I just saw myself in that character, and I couldn't watch it. Especially when he picked up the guitar and started singing. It's like, no, go on, bear it. We're going to be talking about the Florida woman who wants Hershey's to pay her £5 million. Why? I mean, what would she want that for? I might go, you know. Why? Well, we'll find out after the news, won't we? I keep saying why, I'll tell you. Here is Florence and the Machine with Rabbit Heart. I'll be back with more after the news.
Looking glass so shiny.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.